So, what you're looking at here is the Arch of Palmyra, which came from the outside of the ancient Temple of Baal. You know, the gateway that was lit up blood red in London during Passover and has since been erected in New York and Dubai. Pictured here in Dubai with a lady from the International Monetary Fund. Well, now it's taken another detour and has been built this week here in Florence, Italy, as a sort of centrepiece for the G7 summit meeting. With some local newspapers in Florence even going so far as to call it the Arch of Peace.
A group of Italian architects are reconstructing the arch using 3D robotic printers to bring the historic ruins back to life. Today, the 2,000-year-old arch from the Temple of Baal looks like this.
So this elite G7 summit appears to be a celebration of sorts with a central focus on the works of ancient Babylon. From the 27th of March until the 27th of April. May I add, just after the 27 met for the European anniversary celebration at the Vatican. Remember, it was only a couple of months ago that in the Colosseum there was this whole display of Nimrod rising from destruction and the link to Palmyra. We keep seeing the same links over and over again.
A group of Italian architects are reconstructing the arch using 3D robotic printers to bring the historic ruins back to life. This is how Palmyra looked as ISIL took control, the triumphal arch before the group destroyed it. Today, the 2,000-year-old arch from the Temple of Baal looks like this. Today, the 2,000-year-old arch from the Temple of Baal looks like this.
So let's take a real look, in context, without our blinders on, at what this event is really about.
Per la prima volta in Italia una riproduzione su scala dell'Arco di Palmira.
A chimera is a creature from ancient Babylon. It's basically a blend of two creatures together, like a lion and a dragon. Basically, the Nephilim, genetic hybrids. And that's what's the artwork that's on display at this G7 event. Chimera of ancient Babylon. What are the chances that there's the whole display is on Chimera, which is Babylon, and you've got the archway of Palmyra just standing right next to it? And why do you think that they are celebrating the culture of ancient Babylon? Because this is the religion of the Luciferian New World Order. This parking lot must be worth millions. Look at them all. As you can see, this summit included representatives from most of the major nations of the world, with an after party at this huge palace, outside of which is where the Arch of Baal is standing.
Why do you think that they are celebrating the culture of ancient Babylon? Because this is the religion of the Luciferian New World Order.
There you go.
Oh.
Wow. There's the representative of the Catholic Church. Again. So I decided to walk back tonight through the streets of Florence to show you one last thing about this arch, which I find kind of strange symbolically about where it's positioned. Okay, so you can see this better at night, so I thought I'd show you now. But look at that. When you stand directly parallel in front of this gateway of Baal, you can see this figure coming through it. Do you think that's an accident? Literally, directly through the gateway, you have this Antichrist figure, which represents the beast coming out of the sea. It's actually Neptune's fountain, which links to Poseidon. And then deep down, when you get to it, links to Nimrod. All of this symbolism, believe it or not, is pretty much rooted in the symbolism of sodomy. The Luciferian societies are trying to turn the world upside down to normalize the abhorrent, to normalize the absurd, to make across the world, just like the days of Noah, the days of Lot, the days of Sodom, as part of a twisted fertility ritual to birth their new age of the Antichrist. Okay, I'm going to pray in front of this like Pastor D did in London. It's the same monument that's been going around the world: New York, London, Dubai, and now Florence. Lord Jesus Christ, I come before you tonight as the one true God who is more powerful than anything in this world, and that none of the enemy's plans, whatever they may be, take you by surprise, that you are in absolute control. And yet we know that you are full of grace and mercy, and we pray to you here for your grace and mercy to be upon our lands, our world, our countries, that many would come to know you as their Lord and Saviour, that the people, the souls of the men and women who are involved in these things, whether knowingly or unknowingly, that they also would be saved. For we know that we do not deserve to be saved as much as they don't either, that you are the Messiah who died for those who are unworthy. And so I come before you this evening here and pray against any of the enemy's plans if what we believe is happening here with these things is true, I pray against the enemy's plans. And we know that our battle is not against flesh and blood. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, that these plans would be confused and halted. We can see that the cornerstone at the top of this monument is missing. And so it is, so it reflects with all the people around me right now that are screaming and drunk and with no direction. So it is with anyone who doesn't have you, Lord, that they are missing the very fundamental, foundational cornerstone in their lives, which is you, Lord Jesus Christ, the true and living cornerstone. And I pray for all those that are lost, just as I would be if I didn't have you. I would have no direction and hope if I didn't have you, Lord. So I pray against the agendas of Babylon that is turning this world upside down and leading so many people astray. I pray now for this world that many would come to find you in these last days, that they would reach out and find the true hope in their hearts that saves them from death and sin and destruction, that saved us from death and sin and destruction. May we never grow proud of who we are because of you, because ultimately it is all because of you. There is nothing that we could have ever done to have this joy and hope deep in our hearts and to save ourselves from the wretches we were. I pray in the name of the one true God against this archway, this symbolism, these rituals, the secret societies and the institutions that are Luciferian and perhaps have evil agendas that are at play. Thank you so much, Jesus Christ, that you will come back to this earth, regardless of what we're seeing unfolding before our eyes, that you will come back to this earth and reign as King of Kings in a true and righteous kingdom, everlasting. Thank you for your eternal life and for your death and resurrection that saved a wretch like me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.